T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
8:15 now, coming up on 8:16, August the 11th, as we make our way to the real heavy part of hurricane season. And we know it starts in June and ends in November, but we know people that live here, August and September, that's really the hold-your-breath time. Highs of 94, 40% chance for showers. Nothing on the horizon as far as the weather people are saying, but you never know. Jim Donnellan joins us now, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm fine, Tommy, and glad to be with you.
Thanks for taking the time. It has been a very active hurricane season. But again, if you think back to, I guess, some of the more devastating storms in history of Louisiana, Audrey was an A, Betsy was a B, and Camille was a C. So as the meteorologists tell you, it only takes one, right? No matter where in the season you are.
What are some of the things? No doubt about it. I had not realized that. And you know, I heard you say that the other day, and it just didn't register with me. I remember vividly my family, we were in Waveland when Audrey came through and killed hundreds of folks in Cameron Parish after threatening the Gulf Coast of Mississippi, all across Louisiana, and ending up on the western end. But yeah, A, B, and C before now, certainly. And we set the record last month for the earliest G storm and the earliest H storm all time. And of course, you know that the National Hurricane Center and Colorado State University, the experts, have both upgraded their prediction from an active season to a very active season. So certainly is time to get serious about preparation.
When you're listening to WWL for the updates and looking at the coordinates and praying that it'll turn, that's not the time to start worrying about your insurance coverage, is it?
Not at all. And in fact, you bring up a great point. People ask me, what is the, can I get flood insurance? Can I get homeowners insurance, commercial property, even during hurricane season? And the answer is yes. But there's this caveat. With the commercial and residential private insurance available for homeowners and business owners, the companies discontinue writing new policies once a hurricane enters the Gulf. So you can get it today because there's nothing yet in the Gulf. But once one enters the Gulf, they shut down writing new business until it makes landfall and dissipates. On the flood insurance side, there's a 30-day wait period. There's an exception to that. If you are mortgaging your property, buying a new home, or refinancing your home with a federally backed mortgage, the flood insurance you would be required to have for that property will go into effect immediately. Otherwise, there's a 30-day delay between the time you submit your application and your first premium payment before that coverage goes into effect.
How important is it to take an inventory of what you have?
It's very important. I this time of year, every year, you and others make your listings available to me, and I appreciate that so much because people are paying attention. And I give four bits of advice. Number one, get with your agent, your expert, your professional. Go over all your insurance needs, but in particular, your property insurance needs, homeowners. Most homeowners policies and commercial property policies come these days, almost all of them, with a name storm or hurricane deductible of between 2 and 5%. Not 2 and 5% of your damage, 2 to 5% of your insured value. Home insured for $200,000, 4% Namestorm deductible, $8,000 out of pocket before your coverage kicks in to fix the property that was damaged when the tree was blown over on your home. Number two, National Flood Insurance Program. Benefits Louisiana more than any other state. There's no question but that it's the best insurance buy any property owner anywhere in our state can make. 45% of the properties in the four parish metro area are insured for flood. All should be. It is significantly subsidized still by the federal government, and as I said, benefits us more than any other state by far. Number three, easy to do, cell phones. You can walk through your home, film all of your assets before they're flooded or before they're damaged by a tree falling through the roof. Document what you had before the damage. It's so helpful in processing your claim after the devastation. And number four, and lastly, when you are required to evacuate, take with you your insurance policies and your contact information for your agent or company, 800 number, however you access your coverage, to begin the claim process sooner rather than later, before you have everything documented even, because the sooner you get in line, the sooner you get an adjuster, the sooner you get that process finished to get a reputable local contractor that won't be here chasing a storm and ripping off the victims of that storm in the aftermath.
Lord knows we went through that with Katrina. We'll take a break, pick it up here when we come back, 8:21. Time now for traffic on WWL. Pardon me, 8:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jim Donlin, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner, about hurricane season and what you need to have ready. And a question pops up here, Jim, and I think it's interesting. With the active hurricane seasons we've been having, do insurance companies take that into effect when it comes to adjusting rates, or is it all about claims that are made?
Actually, it's a great question, and they very much do. They're called CAT models, and there are basically three, EquiCAT, RMS, and AIR, that project the future losses for companies of writing property insurance based upon the distance from the coast, the history of landfall in the states over the past 100 years. We're the third most visited state by landfall of hurricanes, behind only Texas and Florida. All those facts, the book, the concentration of the book in vulnerable or exposed areas, and they make a projection based upon that. That is the major driver for 40% of the homeowners' premiums that are charged below I-10, I-12. It drops to 20-25% north of I-10, I-12. But that is different than the auto experience, where it is truly based upon look back 2 years, 3 years, zones by zip code typically, and projecting forward that level of loss to continue to get worse or to get better based on factors like tort reform or legislation or what have you. For property insurance, it is very much influenced by experts. It's a relatively new product, CAT models, been around about 20 years now, but it is a major part of the cost of homeowners and commercial property.
Somebody else texted in and said, what do you do in the event of a storm and you don't like the adjuster or you don't like the offer he makes or she makes? I mean, they come in both
genders. You call us, 800-259-5300, or go to our website, www.ldi, Louisiana Department of Insurance, .la.gov, 800-259-5300. There are alternatives available to policyholders who are not satisfied with their adjuster or even their company after the adjuster has submitted his or her report. Let me also point out that in your policy, there is a duty to minimize your damage. So that if a tree falls through your home and leaves a hole in the roof, and in 2 days of rain accompany the hurricane, you have a duty to try to the best, not at the risk of your safety, but to try to minimize by, for example, putting a tarp over the roof. The company has a duty to reimburse you for those expenses that you might incur in taking those proactive steps to minimize your damage. Keep your receipts. It'll be part of your claim that you'll have a right to get reimbursement for.
And somebody wants to know the difference between flood insurance and, I guess, the administration of it and your local insurance company.
Great question. Private insurance provides homeowners, commercial property, fire coverage, et cetera. Those are written by private companies, with the exception of our residual market of Citizens, which is down to 1% of the market now, the 35th ranked writer from number three when I took office. We have a vibrant, competitive private market. The flood insurance program is actually a FEMA program called flood insurance, and it is administered on behalf of FEMA by insurance companies, insurance agents, insurance adjusters, etc. FEMA doesn't have a structure in place to administer the program. They underwrite it and they make the rules. They set the rates, but they do not do the administrative part of providing that coverage.
Jim, we only have 20 seconds if you can. Do they adjust the adjusters? Do they adjust for inflation, their own reimbursement amounts?
They do. Absolutely. Okay. It is a required part of the adjustment process.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Let's hope we don't talk to you anymore this hurricane season.
Indeed. Be prepared. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Jim Donnellan, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. When we come back, we're going to talk about the whole marketing messaging campaign as it relates to COVID-19. And with mixed messaging, is there a better way that this could have been put out there universally and more people complied? 8:30, time for traffic, news, weather, all that with WWL First News and Chris Miller.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.